Tips by Suzanne DiPrado to live a happy and fulfilled life. Suzanne DiPrado is a native of New York City, born in Brooklyn, New York, and currently a New Yorker. In the year 2011, she lost an expensive pair of $15,000 earrings. She was completely devastated. She could not believe that she wore that much of money so delicately on her ears. This whole incident changed her approach towards life. According to Suzanne DiPrado, everybody nowadays is coming up with the magical formula of finding happiness. Too many of us are always involved in the process of overanalyzing and end up looking for the most complicated way of handling things in life. As per Suzanne, there are certain tips one can use in their everyday life. These tips can help you in finding happiness and fulfillment as you pass through the journey of your life. Here are a few of them. Sometimes, life is meant to be simple. Walk through the park, a yes or no answer, or a quiet evening spent with the family. Suzanne DiPrado believes that one should not try and clutter their life by making everything complex and complicated. Try and keep it simple. Practice being satisfied. How many times have you heard people saying, "If only I could have a few more dollars ID, or if I could have another day off I could dot." Suzanne DiPrado believes that many people don't know the true way of being satisfied from what life gave them. They are so busy with wanting more that they miss all the things that life has already given them. Practice cheerfulness. Y-O-U-V-E, all heard it before, and Y-O-U-L-L, all hear it here again. One only requires a few muscles to smile. You would be very surprised at how well-being and being cheerful to others can spread like wildfire. We live in a modern-day society where glumness is the very rule of order. A simple and brief smile or a kind word can spread through our diverse culture like wildfire. This will not only make you feel better, but also those who are interacting with you will feel better. Live and let live. As per Suzanne DiPrado, it is really one's own concern what the guy who lives across the street wants to do with his life ahead, or who he would like to share his life with. One should learn to live their own life to the fullest and should also let others live their life to the fullest.